Time to find out what is happening around the Muswellbrook Shire area with Deputy Mayor Rod Scholes. Rod, how are you this morning?
All right, thanks, Ben.
That's the way, mate. I've been talking about cleaning hacks this morning. My one about letting the dog have a lick of the dishes before it goes into the dishwasher. I've already heard from my missus, absolutely mortified that I've mentioned that across the airwaves. Can you help me out? Have you got a cleaning hack?
Yeah, I can't top that. I'm sorry. The only thing I can think of off the top of it is stainless steel, WD-40, that magic stuff. Instead of spending all that expensive money on stainless steel cleaners,
yep.
WD-40 is a great cleaner of stainless steel.
WD-40 does the trick every single time. All right, let's get down to business. What is happening with the Civic Square?
All right, okay. So Council announced on Friday that about its vision for the revitalisation of Muswellbrook Town Centre, which will include a multi-use precinct, which will include retail, commercial, civic, cultural, entertainment, education and community amenities. So the town centre is basically located in the centre of the Bridge Street between Hill and Brook Streets, basically where the whole Hump Over Motors is, plus the whole block, really.
Yep.
So the regional library's there, the University of Newcastle Upper Campus is there, the town TAFE campus is already there, and the Innovation Hub is already there. So this includes bringing the entertainment centre, which has been mooted, plus an actual open area of Town Square, plus some commercial buildings down where the local is known as the hub area. And the open green area, we're looking at having it being available for small cultural things, have some cafes there, small bars.
Sounds
and,
nice.
But also realising that if we do bring additional people to the centre, there's actually an underground car park. So it's looking at bringing a green public area into the centre of town that can be used for cultural things, family things, just generally things for the betterment and improve the ambiance and the interactivity of the town.
Could we include some plans perhaps for the Rod Scholes Memorial Clock Tower, something like that?
No, well, I'm not planning to die. And from what I can remember, you've got to die before you get a memorial.
Right, sorry.
And, I don't think Rod Scholes rates a clock tower. We've actually got a very good clock tower down at St Albans.
There you go.
Which the council has put quite a bit of money into this book because it's a rather unique heritage item down there.
Much like yourself, mate.
Yes, yes. A bit of a fossil. that fossil's been repaired. This one hasn't been repaired yet.
So there's also money for the Yarrawa Road upgrade.
Yes, this was jointly announced by myself and Michael Johnson during the week after we opened up the new playground area at the Memorial Park at Denman. So Yarrawa Road's a back road that connects Denman to the Bylong Valley Way, and it's got 1.5 kilometres of dirt. It's a little bit narrow, and the dirt area is actually up over a hill, so it has a blind corner. It has a hump at the top of the hill, which doesn't really promote safe driving.
Mm.
So the state government, from their fixing local roads, has given us 5.1. We were anticipating this money, so we're well and truly down the road with regards to the design of the works. The surveyors are actually up there on the day that Michael and I are out there, and we envisage the actual construction work will start next month.
Now, also, applications are now open for the community grants.
Yes, so the first round of community grants for 2021 opened last Friday, which is February the 26th, and the grants provide financial assistance to local non-for-profit community groups and organisations that work towards enhancing the social, cultural and recreational well-being of the Shire's communities. And there'll be two funding rounds. There'll be one in February, March,
yep,
which is the one I'm pushing now, and one later in June, July. As I said, round one is opened already, and the guidelines, criteria and the application form are available on the council's website, and those applications close at 5 p.m. on the 19th of March.
All those community groups get in amongst it. That funding is well-deserved and would be very useful to you. And before I let you go, bulky waste pickup has started at the moment around the Muswellbrook Shire, so just be aware of all that stuff on the pavements. Rod Scholes?
Yeah, one thing I can ask is, I ask the people if they do put out fridges or anything like that, if they do take the doors off them, as a danger aspect. You never know when little Billy's going to jump inside and the door shuts on him.
That's a really good point. In fact, I drove past one just yesterday that still had the door on, so that's really good advice. Rod, as always, we appreciate your time. We'll catch up with you again next week.
Okay, thanks, Beth.